T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Badfinger. Musical theme. This is music from the 1970 movie The Magic Christian. Rock of Ages, the name of the tune. Mark Mangino joins us to talk some college football. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. How about you?
Doing well. It's a little chilly here in Kansas. I presume you're in Florida at this point, or are you? Like, I have trouble keeping up with you, Mark.
Yeah, well, that's the way I like it. You know, nobody can track me down, Bob. I'm still in western Pennsylvania, but today it's overcast, drizzling, and in a couple of weeks old man winter will be here, and I'll be on the first thing smoking out of town.
There you go. Mark Mangino talking some college football. We're getting deeper into the season, and I'm having trouble trying to figure out what's going on in the Big 12 and who's the favorite in the Big 12 at this point. Iowa State and K-State certainly have recovered well from opening week losses that we didn't expect. Oklahoma State's 2-0, ranked 6th. Is it Oklahoma State, Mark, that you would put in the driver's seat, or is Iowa State and Kansas State also in that mix?
Well, I think you could put right now at this point in the season, based on their performances, the bad start for K-State and Iowa State were a setback, but they bounced back. I think you can take Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State, maybe shake them up in a bag. Right now they're all playing very, very well. Oklahoma State's the only undefeated team of the bunch, and I think they're ranked around 6th or 7th this week. I think any of those three could. I would say that it would boil down, in my opinion, more Kansas State, Oklahoma State, but Iowa State's hanging in there. There's no question.
How much do you think it hurts the Big 12, maybe in particular, to not have a non-conference schedule this year? I know there were some non-conference games played. They didn't fare too well in those, and now you can't really make that up because you're playing teams that kind of maybe also lost those games or have their own imperfections. So will it be harder for the Big 12 to kind of earn its reputation back this year just because they don't have marquee wins outside of the conference?
That's a good point, and it could hurt them in the long run, especially the way it was set up where they played one non-conference game. Bob, over the years, I've had the very good fortune of coaching a lot of big games, championship games, bowl games. There is no game of the year that gives me more pause and makes me, just so intense is the very first game of the year, no matter who you're playing. And the reason why I say that is you really don't know what you have until you play a game. And you might not have some guys in the right positions or the depth chart just right, or may have not put enough offensive plays or defensive plays in the game plan because it's the first week of the season. The first game of the year always drove me nuts. All the other games were fine. Any other time, you just don't know what you have on opening day. And as you can see, Iowa State and Kansas State are victims of that.
Absolutely. We're talking college football with Mark Mangino. We had the COVID scare with Nick Saban last week. He was good enough, though. He recovered enough to coach in the game against Georgia, and Alabama handled that one. What do you think of the SEC so far?
Well, it's typical SEC. You know, they have opened up their offenses a little bit, but that league's still about good defense, I think. And Alabama, even though they had a battle there with Georgia, both offenses were pretty salty, but it comes down to defense in that league, in my opinion. And, you know, you've got Alabama, who's always going to play good defense, even though they've had some issues here and there. But knowing Nick, you know, he'll make changes. He'll mix things up. But I think, you know, LSU obviously is a big disappointment, and it goes to show you what a difference a year makes, huh? It can change the mood of everything. But you still got Florida, who's a pretty good team. You got a sleeper. You know, Kentucky come up with a big win over Tennessee, and I think Kentucky is a team that can they win that East? I don't think so, but they can be a spoiler down the road. And then A&M's 3-1 playing good football, and I don't know what's what with Auburn. I mean, I can't figure them out. And you got to tip your cap to Sam Pittman. He's got those guys going down there at Arkansas.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about. I wanted to ask you about Arkansas because they have been, I would use the word irrelevant almost for them. They have not been a factor for a while. Tell us why you believe that Sam Pittman's kind of breathed some life into that Razorbacks program.
Well, I think number one, it's his personality. You know, Sam is a likable guy. I've never met anybody that like Sam Pittman. I mean, he's got a joke for every occasion. He's got a good spirit about him. I think the kids warm up to him. They want to play for him. I think he's done a pretty good job of putting a staff together there. I am a little surprised, you know, considering, as you said, how irrelevant they've been for a while. I mean, they're competitive. I mean, they come out of the blocks and they're ready to go. So, you know, good for Sam. Always happy for those old line coaches who become head coaches.
This is a pretty open-ended question, but since you mentioned LSU, and we're talking one of the best college football teams maybe ever last year, if you just look at what those guys are doing in the NFL this year, most of them are having really good success, and there are so many of them. So, but they've slipped. Right. So what will it take, do you think, for another team to kind of permanently, for a 3 to 5 year period, be part of that Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State conversation? And Oklahoma sort of done it, but we've seen them in the playoff be overmatched. How does another team work its way into that mix?
Well, I think it's just persistence. Do the things that you do best. Make sure you get your kids in the best position to win. And I mean by, you know, having solid game plans, good practices on the field, and continue to recruit well. You know, the better the players, the better the coaches get. You know, that's pretty obvious in this world. I think it's, you know, that SEC is a tough league. We talk about that all the time. I mean, you take Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Texas A&M. Right now, they'd be the top four teams in the Big 12 right now. It's just that that particular league, to get something going, you just got to be persistent in your beliefs. Your kids got to believe in what you're doing. And, you know, you got to steal one every once in a while. You know, you got to get a win on the road, steal a win on the road, and get out of town. And those little building blocks keep helping, and you just keep working your way to the top.
Talking with Mark Mangino, I wanted to get back to Sam Pittman for a little bit because I've just done a little bit more research about him. I knew he played at Pittsburgh State back in the day, but he has really paid his dues as a coach, and you kind of alluded to that. And here he is finally getting an opportunity to be a head coach at the age of 58 at Arkansas. Just talk about the grind of a lot of coaches, and you included, who really, really had to bust it for a long time to finally get that opportunity, and what that's like, Mark.
Well, Sam is a guy. I first met Sam when I was an assistant at Kansas State, and he was the head coach over at Hutchinson Community College.
Right.
And, you know, they were a solid program there. Sam did a really good job and, you know, won a lot of games. And then he just bounced around as a line coach for a long time. You know, he was Oklahoma just before, you know, I replaced him in Oklahoma. He went to, I think, Cincinnati. He was at Kansas for a while with Terry Allen. He was, you know, I mean, I can't keep track. The guy's been so many places. But he's worked hard. The kids like him. He paid his dues. He came up the hard way, you know, elbow grease, as I say, all the time. And I think that he's a guy that says, hey, here's my opportunity in life. This is going to be my last and maybe only and last chance to be a head coach. I'm going to give it everything I have. I'm going to put everything I have into it, just like he always has. And, you know, he's doing great. As we know, you know, it's the long haul that matters, but he's got a good start in the marathon. He's come out of the blocks pretty good, and I'm happy for him.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great story, really one of the good stories in college football to this point. So we look forward to watching how he progresses. Are you still getting out to see some high school games? Are you still working occasionally with high school coaches who ask you to come in and lend a little of your expertise?
Yeah, mostly now they call on the phone and ask me about different things, and I'm always glad to do it. But, yeah, on Friday night I try to get out to watch a high school game, and it's kind of fun to just sit in the bleachers, social distance with my mask on, by the way. And it's fun to watch the games and, you know, second-guess the coaches. It's really a lot of fun, but I enjoy it. High school football is still big here in Western PA. It's not what it was years back, you know, because of the economy here and when the steel mills toppled. A lot of people that lived in this area moved to the Sun Belt and California and things like that. But it is still really good competitive high school, and I enjoy watching it. It's a lot of fun to do that.
Well, we enjoy our visits with you. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk to us occasionally, and we'll try to get with you soon. Okay, Mark?
Great. Good talking to you guys, too, and have a great week.
You too. That's you too. Mark Mangino giving us some insight into college football. And kind of got hung up on Sam Pittman today, but that's a really interesting story. Arkansas 2-2, which isn't anything to write home about. But you remember how poor that program has been for quite some time. So something to keep an eye on as we progress in the college football season. Back in a minute with Jive Talk next on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.